The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Okay, we're coming up to Energize Green here in just a few moments. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man.
And things are popping all over the energy world. For one thing, there's all kinds of events that are coming up, including an exciting event that's going on today right here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. It actually started
yesterday.
That's right, the 26th Annual Home and Garden Market here in Dallas.
At the Dallas Market Hall.
And it's free parking, and the tickets are quite reasonable. I'll tell you what, for the price of a ticket to the Home and Garden Show, you can see an awful lot of stuff.
You get to see all of the people that are doing home interior decoration, exterior decorating, paints, gardening, everything that you could possibly do to your home.
And a lot of it is green energy savings, sustainable living. At the last market, I was absolutely amazed, and this one's even better, where pretty much everybody who is there, oh, I'd say at least two-thirds of the exhibitors, has something to do with green, or their products are green, or their packaging is green. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, it is. And every time I go, I learn something.
That's right. And again, that is at Dallas Market Hall. TexasHomeAndGarden.com is the website, or just go to Energize Green. We've got their website and their link right there on our website, EnergizeGreen.com. Now, the one I'm really looking forward to, Dan, is in 2 weeks. That is going to be cool. And this is my first time to go.
Drum roll, please.
That's right. The 10th Annual Renewable Energy Roundup and Green Living Fair, and this is coming up in Fredericksburg.
In just 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, and this is all kinds of energy. You got solar, wind, geothermal, energy conservation.
Water, rainwater capture, that was a big topic at the North Texas Renewable Energy Group just a couple of weeks ago.
That's right, and then all kinds of green building. The sustainable building industry is going to be enforced down there, showing what they're doing, and organics. Organic gardening, organic vegetables, just pretty much everything, organic beef.
Tons of workshops, and it's for the family. They have things for the kids all the way up through the adults, or kids of all ages, if you will.
That's right. And if you're kind of on the leading edge of things, you might enjoy some of the exciting exhibits that are going to be there. They're actually going to build a straw bale house.
I have people that walk up to me and say, I want to learn more about solar. I want to learn more about various topics, energy conservation. Where can I go? This is a place to go where you can sit down in free workshops and listen to some of the industry experts, not just from Texas, but from all over the country, going to be there.
That's right. If you went to the Plano Green Festival Live Green in Plano.
We were out there.
This is going to be a lot like that, except even bigger, and it goes on for 3 full days. So bring your camper, camp out down there, or find one of the neat little bed and breakfasts down in Fredericksburg to stay in, or maybe if you've got some family in the area. Hang out and just have fun. This is a really neat family event. Again, it's the 10th Annual Renewable Energy Roundup and Green Living Fair in Fredericksburg. It's 2 weeks from this weekend. You can go to theroundup.org or, again, visit our website.
EnergizeGreen.com.
That's right. We've got links all over the site to all kinds of neat things, including all of these events. And then one of our guests today is actually Gary McKibben, and he has Red Caboose Winery down in Meridian, Texas. And if you enjoy wine, you might want to go down on October 3rd. Gary and his crew are having a wine stomping.
Your frustrations out on the grapes.
Have you ever done that, Dan?
There was an old song about stomping, the monster mash.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Is that from wine, though?
No, actually, there was the old Christy Minstrels had the song about tiptoe through the tulips and everything, let's do the monster mash and the grapes.
That's right. And again, I love the idea of working off your frustrations. It's $40 a person, and you have to get your tickets in advance. Matter of fact, they have very limited space available. Go to redcaboosewinery.com, and you can find out about the wine stomp or grape stomp, however you want to put it. But it's a pretty cool deal. When you pay your entrance fee, you get to try some wine, and you get hors d'oeuvres, a t-shirt, and you get to listen to the Gordon Collier Band. They're going to be down there live. Yes, good folks. So that's pretty exciting. And we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up on today's show, actually. Now, you know what we've been trying to do on Energize Green? And this is a little bit loose. We don't necessarily stick to it. But one week we kind of do the energy thing, and then the next week we kind of do do the green thing. And so since this week is our green side, we have Michael Glassman. He is actually from Discovery Television, from Discovery Homes, the Garden Police.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should have.
He's going to catch you. And he's going to talk to us about some interesting issues like, do we really need grass in our yard? You know,
grass.
Something to think about.
Well, at least in our case, if we got places where we are equal opportunity grass growers and non-grass growers.
Oh, is that right? The weeds have come in, huh?
No, in this case, we got so much shade, the grass, nothing will grow.
Oh, nothing will grow. And you have a beautiful garden, too.
Oh, Lisa keeps it very, very well done. It's an organic garden in the back, yes.
So in any case, Michael Glassman's going to come talk to us from Discovery Homes, the Garden Police. And then, as I mentioned, Gary McKibben, my friend from Red Caboose Winery, is going to join us and talk a little bit about what makes a winery green. And folks, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you're looking for something neat to do, back to this event issue again, the Red Caboose Winery is down in Meridian, Texas. It's about a two-hour drive from Dallas, and it's a lot of fun to visit. Gary McKibben's the owner, and you can go down and learn all about the winemaking process and taste some of their wines, and then just enjoy that Northern Hill Country atmosphere. Matter of fact, if I can put a little plug in for one of my favorite restaurants, there's a place down there called the Cactus Grill that is to die for. It's right on the main drag there in Meridian, Texas, the Cactus Grill, and a wonderful little place to eat. So while you're down in Meridian...
Home-cooked food?
Home-cooked food. Oh, oh it's my. Just fabulous. Oh, and it's really kind of nice food, so good stuff. Anyway, we'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment, so stay with us.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan the Solar Man Lipinski.
And we have a green hour coming up for you today. Going to be talking about all sorts of green topics and have some wonderful guests who are going to be dropping in. We're going to start the show off today with Michael Glassman of Discovery Homes, the Garden Police.
Ooh,
yeah.
I didn't do it.
They're going to be coming after you, Dan.
No, I hope not.
And then later on in the show, we'll be joined by Gary McKibben. He is with Red Caboose Winery, and he's going to talk about how wineries all over the country are going green. But why don't we get started with Michael Glassman? What do you think, Dan?
I don't know. This time, I didn't...
You might get in trouble.
I'm in it. Well, Lisa's the one that says she planted the garden this year. And I'm sorry, I'm just not terribly as intuitive as I should be, because she said, but you're not helping me. And I said, well, you didn't ask. And I'm going, uh-oh.
So, it's a guy thing.
Well, the weeds have gotten a little bit away from us this year and a few other things. And so, yes, I could use some advice here.
Well, let's just bring Michael on in. Michael, welcome to Energize Green.
Welcome. Well, I planted a garden this year also.
Well, you plant a garden every year, though.
That's true.
probably lots of gardens every year.
That's true. Actually, we design a lot, but I will tell you from my own standpoint, I mean, 2 years ago, I actually got into vegetable gardening, and where I own a horse and where I ride, they gave us plots of land if we wanted to plant. And a friend of mine and myself planted our first gardens, and last year we grew melons, and this year, oh my God, melons and peppers and eggplant and tomatoes. It's going crazy.
My wife would love it.
Oh, yeah, and I got to tell you, if the homeowners are saying what's something a little unusual that's absolutely incredible is lemon cucumbers. They're easy to grow, and I have to tell you, they're incredible to eat.
And now, they were what now?
Lemon cucumbers.
Lemon cucumbers.
And are they like lemons or like cucumbers?
They're just like cucumbers, but they're shaped like a lemon. They're kind of, when they mature, they've got a kind of a lemon yellow shape. They're round, and you cut them up just like a regular cucumber. The outside of them, as I said, is yellow color, and it has like little kind of prickles on it. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is take like a rag or anything and wipe them off, and then just slice them and put a little bit of dressing on them, and they're amazing.
Oh, phenomenal. Now, you were saying you guys were doing melons, like what kind of melons? Like honeydews or what?
Honeydews, cantaloupes. The cantaloupes have been great. Sugar baby watermelons.
Oh,
little
neat.
Teeny, they're like the size of a person, of a little head, and they're amazing.
A little
I
head?
I will tell you, there is nothing like bringing home a melon, putting it in the refrigerator, getting it cold, and then serving it. I mean, God, it's amazing.
That's nothing tastes better than having grown right out of your own garden.
I agree.
Oh, boy, that's for sure. It makes it tastes 10 times better.
It really does. I know we talk about this all the time, but until you've actually tasted a homegrown tomato directly from the garden that's been sitting in the refrigerator a little bit chilled and compare it to what you just go out and buy at the grocery store that have been mass-produced.
There's no comparison.
None whatsoever.
And some of the vegetables and fruits have been sitting in cold storage for months. So when you talk about fresh, I mean, people that have never tried it, and I'm saying this to your listeners, grow your own things. What you two were saying before is so true. You have no idea, besides the satisfaction, how good it all tastes.
Well, it's absolutely true. And, you know, I kind of left out the introduction about you today. Of course, Michael Glassman and Associates, you guys are so well known there in Northern California. And you had been on my national show, Ask Andrea, oh, gosh, a couple times over the last few years, Michael. But what sort of projects do you guys work on? And tell us a little bit, too, about your HGTV projects that you're doing.
Well, mostly what I do residential, custom residential, all over. I mean, if your listeners are interested, we fly all over the country. In fact, I did a house in upstate New York that overlooked the Hudson River. I've actually even done work in Oklahoma and all over. But we do custom residential, creating these wonderful outdoor rooms. In fact, a little plug, my new book that just came out is called Outdoor Designs for Living.
Oh.
It's put out by Schiffer Publishing. And the thing that makes this book really unique is that I wrote it with before and afters. And they're not all big, elaborate, you know, people open them up and go, oh, yeah, I can't afford that. They're from the littlest cottage to the little front yard to the backyard to the wasted space. And we took before shots to show people what it used to look like and then what the possibilities and what the aftershots are and then design hints and mistakes that people characteristically make. And then we even did in each chapter a section called Design is in the Details, which is if a homeowner doesn't want to actually put big bucks into redoing it, but they just want some elements that will upgrade the look, these are things, whether it be window boxes or shutters on a window or a pot in the corner with good drainage, things that will enhance the existing landscape that just gives it an extra oomph.
And it's called Outdoor Designs for Living. And, of course, Michael Glassman is the author. So, listeners, if you're out and about, I guess it's at Borders and other bookstores and things?
Borders, bookstore, Barnes & Noble. You can also order it through Amazon.com. I mean, it's really, as I said, the reaction for people right now, every time that I get emails and people say, we love your book. And what it is there's 324 pictures, so it's visual. Instead of reading a lot of verbiage, which we get slogged down in, this is actual visual pictures of showing people what and giving them inspiration.
And then what about 15 Bodacious Backyards, the HGTV thing that's going on? I heard about that.
Yes, I was going to say we were filmed for HGTV did a special, as you said, called 15 Bodacious Backyards. And we were number 8. for, let me tell you, we were beat out by Hearst Castle.
That's okay.
Good company.
Yes, for sure.
And then a year and a half ago, I actually, one of my gardens was chosen as the second best outdoor kitchen in the whole nation.
Wow.
And they filmed and they took submissions from all over the country, from all different designers, and they had called us and said, you know, they came out and they filmed it, and they said it was good when it was going to be on TV. We had no idea it was a rating. This is very funny. And so I started watching the TV show, and they said, now countdown to the 10 best outdoor kitchens. And I'm thinking, well, you filmed us, but I don't see us. And so they went to 10 and 9 and 8, and I called my assistant, and I go, they caught us.
Oh,
obviously,
no.
They didn't like us. So, I mean, we're sitting there watching, and it came down to the last two kitchens, the last two outdoor environments, and they did a shot of the one that we did, and it was just amazing. We were rated the second best outdoor kitchen in the entire country.
That is so exciting. How fun.
I would be happy just to get rated, period.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, and it was so funny because I put my daughter to
best.
Bed, and she said to me, she was watching me, she goes, Daddy, yours would have been number one, but you didn't have the Pacific Ocean to look out on. And I said, you're not kidding.
Oh, out of the mouth of babes.
Yes.
That's the truth. Well, I want to talk a little bit about green. And I know, you know, this may sound funny to talk about green gardening, but there is such a thing as even more green gardening than just regular gardening, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's now a trend. Of course, I've always kind of kept this in mind in terms of our designing, but there's a trend to be very cognizant of environmental conditions. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you're down in Texas. I'm in Northern California. We can't ignore the fact that there are water shortages. There's lack of rainfall. In fact, for those of your listeners that are curious, California is going through a drought. I mean, I'm in Northern California. The average rainfall in Northern California is probably 21 to 23 inches. We're not too bad, but Southern California down in Los Angeles, you know, big L.A.,
right.
They've had 6 inches of rain. That's it.
Oh, my.
And
they would normally get how much?
What? Yeah. I mean, what's
half
amazing
that. Yeah.
Is
or double that.
That's half of what they would usually get.
Oh, that's a third.
Oh.
What's
a third.
Really amazing is I was down there. I'm working on a project down there, and you drive through the neighborhoods, and they now have mandatory water restrictions. You can only water twice a week. I think it's Mondays and Thursdays. You have to water early in the morning and for only 15 minutes. And they're starting to fine people. So you drive through Southern California, and where they used to have these big, spacious lawns, they're now brown. So when you talk about now going green, the whole idea of one of the issues is water conservation. What can you plant? What can you do for your landscape that is not going to be a water hog and consume large amounts of water? And one of the things that are going to have to go away in many of the landscapes is your grasses, you know, your front lawn.
Well, and I was going to ask you that. Yeah, do we really need grass? And what can we do to still get that look and, you know, have a yard for the kids to go out and play on and so forth that is more environmentally friendly?
There's a lot of different things. Number one, it's like in a front yard, unless you're planning on a very large front yard that people are going to play soccer or baseball, you don't need a lawn in the front yard at all. You can do a lot of, and a lot of your listeners might go, oh, my God, no, he's not going to say, you know, when the minute you use the word drought tolerant, people think of cactus.
Right.
And everything is dry look. No. It doesn't mean because it's low water use that it has to look like a desert. There are tremendous amounts of wonderful plantings from, you know, some things you'll recognize from crepe myrtles to fruitless olives to vitex to lots of trees, shrubs, butterfly bushes, lavender, rosemary, salvia, the sages, to ground covers that you can put that flower profusely. Beautiful, beautiful amounts of color and flower, but they don't need as much water. So you don't have to water them daily. You don't have to mow them. You don't have to fertilize them. You're not constantly putting chemicals on these, you know, to keep down the weeds. So when we're talking going green, we're talking about maximizing the emphasis so that you've got green, beautiful, lush planting, but they use less water, they use less chemicals, and they take less maintenance. And that, too, what a lot of people don't talk about going green is there's got to be an economy and workload that you need to think about. And lawn is one of the highest maintenance type landscapes you can do.
Oh, you bet.
Fertilize. Yeah. I mean, you got to water it. You got to fertilize it. You got to weed it. And you got to mow it.
Yeah, it's a lot of trouble.
So for those people that are saying, okay, I want to be environmentally sound, I want to start growing green, but I don't want to have a desert out there, you can start investigating these more drought-tolerant plantings, these beautiful, beautiful landscapes that are still lush and green, but that use a lot less time and a lot less water. And the one important thing that I need to make sure that people know is when you hear something that says drought tolerant, that doesn't mean you put it in the ground, water it once, and then forget to water it. It'll turn into a crispy critter.
Right.
It'll look like you hit it with a blowtorch. You still have to water it. You still have to develop a root zone on it.
Particularly, while it's in that early stage in particular. And we've got about 30 seconds left, Michael, and we've got to take a quick break. So go ahead and finish that thought.
I was going to say, so once you get exactly what you said, once you establish the root system, then you can start cutting back on the waters. And so you don't have to, in order to save environmental issues like saving water, it doesn't have to look like a desert. It still can be lush and beautiful, and it'll take less time to maintain.
Well, I think you're doing a great job spreading the word about this, and I think it's about time for us to take a break. But when we come back, why don't we talk a little bit more about how homeowners can get started if they're wanting to do a green, quote-unquote, landscape design, and where they can find some of the right plants. And then one of my favorite things is how do they incorporate some of those edible elements that I know you are so famous for at Michael Glassman & Associates. We're going to come back with more Energized Green. If you want to follow along, visit energizedgreen.com. We've got links there to Michael Glassman and all of our guests. And we're going to come back talking more about green gardening in just a moment.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan the Solar Man Lipinski with
Andrea Rideout.
And we're talking gardening with the garden cops.
That's right, with Michael Glassman. And Michael, we are so happy to have you. I know you've got a really tight schedule with all the work that you're doing with HGTV and the Garden Police, and you're doing all kinds of theater work, and then, of course, your own gardening. And we really appreciate you taking the time to share all of your green information with us. But for listeners who want to get into gardening in a more environmentally sound way, what are some good ways to get started? How do they pick their plants and so forth?
That was my question.
Oh, sorry about that.
No. I'm real interested in this because we've got an ordinary tract home. Everybody thinks I live in a super deluxe, gee, it's energy efficient. No, we bought a tract home, and it had a lawn, everything else, and the stuff drinks water like a sponge. Where do we get started? How do we do it? What's the first thing to do?
Getting started is so important. And you know what? What I try to tell people is it's not about the size. It's about what you do with it. Bigger is not necessarily better when it comes to landscaping. Well, the first and foremost thing is you start in your own mind. Before, the biggest mistake people make is they just start going to a nursery. They got a patch of dirt. They got a patch of lawn or everything, and they want to shrub it up or they want to plant it up. So they go and they impulse buy. They go to the nursery, they see what's blooming, they see what's pretty. They don't do their due diligence, they don't do their homework, they don't see how big the plant is going to go, how big the tree is going to be, and they just start buying and putting it in. And then before you know it, it's a mess. So what I start to try to tell people is you start thinking in terms of how do you want to use the space. Now, let's take, for example, the backyard. Is the interest in terms of that you want to actually entertain out there? You want to have people sitting out there? You want a barbecue out there? You want a shaded retreat? You want a place to be able to sit out of the sun?
Or like I said, you've got a three-year-old, and you want them to be able to kick that soccer ball around.
Exactly. So you start thinking about the elements, and there's like a list of things that you can start going over in terms of what things that you want. It's like 30 questions that you can ask yourself. How do I intend to use the space? What constraints? Do I have allergies? Things of that nature that you need to start analyzing. In my new book, I cover a lot of those things, the outdoor designs to living. We talk about the 10 biggest mistakes people make. So first and foremost, you think about what the elements you want. And if you do have kids, do you need a children's play area? And if you need a play area, where does it need to be? Well, it needs to be where the kids aren't going to burn up from the sun. So you either provide a shade tree for them or some sort of a shade structure for them. And then what do they fall on? I mean, do you have them fall on dirt and so they wind up wiping themselves out? Or what do you put underneath the play structure?
Right, a bark or something like that.
Called rubber mulch.
I love that stuff. I love it.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. A lot of people before used to use like redwood mulch, and then the kids would fall on it, get splinters, and get infections. Other people put sand underneath a play structure, and the first thing that happened, they created this big, gigantic kitty litter box.
Well, and there's actually a rubberized mulch now that's made from recycled materials, so it's actually environmentally friendly.
Right, and it's called New Play, and they take old tires and old rubber products, and they sterilize it, and they shred it up, and then when the kids fall on it, they bounce.
It's
and
great
the
stuff.
Animals don't use it to go to the bathroom. So that's an environmental thing. You also have to think in terms of, you know what, I love growing, as we talked about earlier, a vegetable garden. How about a lot of your foliage and a lot of your trees and shrubs being edible?
Exactly.
So instead of a shade tree just creating shade, wouldn't it be wonderful if created shade as well as reaching up and pulling an apple, a pear, a peach, a nectarine? And these are things that you start making lists and decide what you want. Then once you've done that, then you actually sit down and kind of do some planning. Planning means you lay out how big of a patio you need. Now, one thing that I just have to say real quickly, this is one case where bigger is better. A bigger patio is much better. Because like you were saying, a place for kids to play.
Sure.
The reality, unless you have the size of a soccer field, most kids actually play on patios. And think about it. If they're on a Hot Wheel, you know, they like to ride around on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to do art projects, they're going to do it on the patio. If you've got the sandbox, if you put a sandbox on the lawn, you're going to kill the lawn. But if you put it on the patio, you can wash the sand away. If you're putting a little kiddie pool, the same thing. If it's sitting on the lawn, too much water, it turns the water of the lawn soggy. But if it's on the patio, it just drains away. So,
well, and Michael, we've got about 30 seconds left, so we kind of need to wrap this up. But I want to recommend your book again before we go. So remind me about that.
Outdoor Designs for Living, and it's put out by, I'm the author, Michael Glassman, and it's put out by Schiffer Publishing.
Well, you've done a wonderful job with all your books and all the work that you do, again, helping folks become more green gardeners. If you had one more thought for folks who are wanting to get into this, particularly maybe the water-saving plants, give us a real quickie.
Go to the nursery, do your research, get a book that tells you what grows in what zones, sun or shade, ask questions, and you can never study too much. You can never do too much preparatory, but research before you just act and leap, and try to hold back on the impulse buying.
Fantastic. Michael Glassman of the Garden Police, thank you for being with us today on Energize Green. Listeners, visit our website, energizegreen.com. We've got a link there to Michael, and you can find out all about what he's doing. We're going to come back and find out more about green wine.
Green wine?
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop. Beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit energyshopinc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog.
Woof!
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387 24 hours a day or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's L-I-T-E-U-P Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
This is Jim Dark. Join me Saturday for Straight Shooting, brought to you by the National Rifle Association. We'll talk about guns, your right to keep and bear arms, and all the ways you can enjoy your American right to gun ownership. Tune in right here Saturday from 3 to 4 on CNN 1190. Brought to you by the NRA.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm so pleased to welcome a good friend on the show today. His name is Gary McKibben, and he has a winery here in actually not too far from Dallas, Texas, where my home is. It's in Meridian, Texas. Now, for you listeners around the country, you're probably familiar with Meridian, Mississippi. You didn't know there was a Meridian, Texas, but there is. And Gary McKibben has a winery down here. It's called Red Caboose Winery. And he is also an architect and builds a lot of sustainable structures. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about green wine. Now, Dan, did you know there was such a thing as green wine?
No, I didn't. I've heard of white wine, red wine, pink wine, Chablis, and a few others. Green wine.
Well, Gary's going to tell us all about it. Gary McKibben, welcome to Energize Green.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you bet. We are tickled to have you on the show today. And I want to know a little bit about your background. Now, I know you're an architect, but how did you get involved in winemaking?
Well, oddly enough, it was through my architecture. I designed a winery when I was in school, third year in school as a design project, and was interested ever since. And this was something that I wanted to do in San Luis Obispo, California about 35 years ago and never did. So when I moved to Texas, I decided to buy a ranch, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Well, you're doing a great job down there, and I know your kids are kind of involved in the business too, huh?
I am very fortunate. Yes, they are. I have two sons, and both of them are involved in the winery. My oldest son is a chef, and he prepares our foods for our special events. Soon to be doing a cookbook, hope to have that out by Christmas. And my other son, my youngest son, Evan, is the winemaker here at Red Caboose and is doing a fabulous job. He's also in charge of the vineyard, too, so that's been a real challenge for him.
Well, with the family all involved there, give us a quick thumbnail of how the wine is made.
Okay, the wine itself, first of all, the wine starts in the vineyard. When you're organic or sustainable, you're not growing grapes, you're growing wine. And that starts with tender loving care in the vineyard. Starts with what you give the plants, and it's kind of like a human. You try and keep them as healthy as possible and fight off the diseases that they're susceptible to. So that's with good vineyard management. That's where good winemaking starts. You can't make good wine with bad grapes. So you want to start off with good grapes.
It's like building a house out of poor brick. You've got to have those bricks.
And lousy foundation.
That's right.
Exactly. You have to start off with good material.
And what kind of grapes do you guys grow, by the way? Just a quickie there.
Well, we've got 11 different varietals that we grow, but we're mostly reds. We've got Syrah, Tintacao, Tempranillo, Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, Cab Franc, Linois, which is also known as Black Spanish. We have Zinfandel, Torriga Nacional, which is a Portuguese grape for making port. And then we have an Argentina grape called Tanat that we're experimenting with. It makes a wonderful wine. And then we have Viognier, which is a great one for Texas because it's a hot weather grape. And then we have Semillon.
Now, I happen to know, I've been down to your ranch before and seen your grapes. There were some wild Muscatel grapes growing there before you ever even bought the ranch, weren't there?
Yes, there were. In fact, that's what got me started in this. I bought the ranch just to have a place away from the city for the weekends, and when I started discovering the ranch, I noticed these huge native grapevines growing in the trees. And so I started researching the native varietals again and got all interested in, and that brought back my memory of wanting to do this in California 35 years ago.
So that's a good sign when you've got wild grapes growing that it'll be good for the other grapes.
Well, they can be, but they can also be harmful, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, they carry this bacteria called xylophastidiosis, which is transferred by glassy-winged sharpshooters. They're a leaf hopper, and they'll go to those native vines and get the bacteria out of it. And then if they go to our vineyard, then they infect our vineyard. So that is kind of that's something we all deal with in Texas.
So are you practicing organic insecticide control or insect control in this case?
Yes, as much as we can. This year, one thing that we're going to do is we're going to put up bat houses in our vineyard. But the best in Texas, the one practice that we all are trying to practice is to have a clear zone around our vineyard. No trees, just low-cut grass. And that helps right there alone just by doing that. And then we do organics on our vines. We don't spray any harsh chemicals on our vines.
And what are the other things that you guys do that you would say set you apart or that make you a green winery?
Well, not only our practice in the vineyards being organic, we also, the architecture of our winery itself is very simple and very basic. Site orientation, shading, coefficient on the walls. We reclaim our rainwater here. We harvest rainwater. We're also the only winery in the state of Texas that's 100% geothermal. We do all our heating, chilling, cooling, and refrigeration with the earth. So we have no equipment on the outside of our building, and soon we will have a wind turbine. We've got it ordered. It's coming. And then after that, we'll put photovoltaics up on our roof. And then we'll be pretty much totally...
Now we're getting into something that I understand.
There you go. Yeah. Now, what are you doing for a wind turbine?
Right now, we're putting a 1 kilowatt up, which is, doesn't satisfy our needs here, but it's a start, and it will give us a test as to how well it will work here, and then we'll upsize from there.
Can you tell us what brand you've gone with? This is a question I get all the time from folks wanting to know about wind turbines.
Well, there are a bunch of them out there. This one comes from Denmark, and the actual name of it, I should know it. I should have it on the end of my tongue here, and I don't.
But it's coming from Denmark.
Yeah, there are a lot of good wind turbines out there on the market.
Now, you know, you're an architect, of course, and you build a lot of other green structures. How much of your architecture background went into actually designing the facility? Was it more from your own perspective, or did you have to follow a certain mantra that's involved in building wineries in general?
Well, our firm generally practices sustainable architecture. We've been doing that for years with our schools and other things that we do. So the sustainable approach to design is pretty natural in our case. I started it in California. I'd put my first geothermal unit in 1967.
Wow.
In California. I made it myself. It was a
See, you and Dan will get along great. Dan has been doing solar since the 60s.
1964.
Yeah.
There you go. You got me beat by a few years.
So that's pretty cool.
Now
matter
we're
fact,
the same generation.
May be able to help advise you a little bit when you get ready to do your solar panels down there at Red Caboose. By the way, listeners, I want to mention if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout, and I've got Dan Lipinski here with me.
Sitting right here.
And we're visiting with Gary McKibben with Red Caboose Winery. And what Red Caboose is a green winery. It's actually the most sustainable winery in the state of Texas. And Gary has practiced his sustainable architecture all over the country, including in California.
And in fact, he is an architect.
That's right. And we're just so glad to have you on the show. I am quite a fan of your Blanc de Bosque wine, which is a kind of a sweet white wine that you have there. And I want to know a little bit. It's one of the few wines that I've ever had, Gary, that doesn't give me a headache or make me feel sick after I drink it. I have a lot of sensitivity to wine. Is that because you use organic grapes and organic practices?
You know, that's a very good question, and it's asked of us all the time. So I've been researching that, and as much as I can find, they really don't know why people get headaches with certain wines and not with others. And I'm sure it's a research that'll be ongoing. But I'd like to think that the method in which we grow our grapes and make our wine plays into having a good, healthy wine.
Well, are you able to use any of that rainwater that you use on the grapevines themselves?
Yes, we do. When it rains, we harvest all the rainwater from all of our roofs, and when it rains an inch, we get approximately 16,000 gallons.
Oh, my gosh.
My winery is designed for gravity, not only with the wine, but also with the rainwater. It's on the highest point in the property. Therefore, we can gravity feed all of that rainwater to our grapes. Now, rainwater is low in pH, or rather neutral in pH, and high in nitrogen. So when we water our grapevines, we make sure that we have that rainwater for the last watering before harvest. So that helps lower the pH in our grapes, which is a very simple way of getting lower pH grapes.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're visiting with Gary McKibben of Red Caboose Winery, and we'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment and more about green wines.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about
her
people surrounding
influence.
Her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus sea stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we're visiting with Gary McKibben of Red Caboose Winery. Red Caboose is producing green wines in that they're using sustainable practices, organic grapes, and lots of other things down there to make their wines a lot healthier and more sustainable. Gary, what are some of the other things you are doing? I know you guys are using recycled corks. Have you been able to do some other things that help save energy, money, and resources?
Yes, we have. We use everything we possibly can here. We're composting all of our material, and we crushed about 100 tons last year of grapes, and so we got quite a bit of compost from that. So we're sustainable in that respect. We use all organic materials here. The corks that we use are twin caps, and they're made from the portion of the bark that's normally thrown away and discarded as waste, and they recycle that and composite together, and it's all 100% cork, still functions the same. It's just that you're utilizing material that normally would be waste.
I was wondering about that. How do you recycle a cork? Well, in this case, you use the part that normally wouldn't be used, and it's working for you.
Exactly. We're recycling the tin caps that we take off, the capsules. We recycle those, and we recycle all our barrels. If you come to our winery, you'll see our ceilings, which are real barrel vault ceilings. You will see furniture, you will see chairs, tables made from the barrels themselves.
And some beautiful candle holders, which I've gotten several of for friends and family. Matter of fact, I gave one not too long ago to a family member for a wedding gift. Let's talk a little bit about listeners around the country who might want to go green and choose wine that's grown with more sustainable practices. What are some of the things that consumers can look for?
Well, first of all, becoming familiar with the winery and the wines that they produce, because there's lots of different practices and methods for growing grapes. We tend to use organic principles and a lot of hands-on, literally, in the vineyard to tend to the grape clusters. And we spray organics on. We're a big fan of organic oils, and they're just a highly purified mineral oil, basically. And we put those on. You can put those on very close to the harvest date, and they're not harmful. So we use that, and then just simple things.
Well, so many people are claiming to be sustainable or going green. How do we separate folks like you that really are from those that maybe just say they are?
Well, just become familiar with their if you can, if they're regionally located and you're close to them, just become familiar with their practices and how they actually do it, and or email them or write them and ask them what their principles are. What do they spray on their grapes, for example? Do they use insecticides? Do they use organics? And just become familiar with how they grow their grapes. That's the big thing, is how they grow their grapes.
Now, are you finding that being green and being sustainable, and as you let folks know this, do you find that it actually helps your business?
It does. We have people coming to our winery just to see the winery and to listen to how we grow grapes. In fact, we're consulting with several people right now in Texas that want to do things the way we're doing them, and we're glad to help them out. And yes, it's a very, very important topic nowadays for everybody, and they're very interested in it.
Well, is this because by going green, you guys are finding that you're saving money, or have you found that it costs you to make these changes?
Well, in my case, it was because I am an architect and we also built the facility here, it was a big savings for me. And the day we turned the equipment on, we were at a pretty much saving mode. But it's very easy to do simple things. Even if your building's already built, increase your roof overhangs, which increases the shading coefficiency on your wall, and it increases the roof area. Catch the rainwater, harvest the rainwater. You'd be surprised how much electricity you can save by not pumping the water. And it's much better than a city source of water because it doesn't have the chlorine and fluorides and other things.
Well, good point.
And it's soft.
The love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, we're going to come back in just a minute and talk about an upcoming event, Gary, that I know you have going on there at the winery, and some other events that are going on around the country. This is Energize Green. Visit energizegreen.com. You can find links to all of our guests and all the events that we're going to be talking about. Be right back.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new cool roof from Classic Super Roof? A cool roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because super roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing cool roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a cool roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to high noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at high noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at high noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, learning a lot about organic wine.
And we're visiting with Gary McKibben. He is with Red Caboose Winery. But before we get back to Gary and his upcoming event, I want to talk about another winery, actually, in California, the folks at Justin Vineyards and Winery of Paso Robles, California, have a new item that they are making that is also a green thing. They're recycling their French oak barrels by making them into wine-infused grilling chips so that when you barbecue outside, they're just chips, have this wonderful flavor that infuses your beef or poultry or pork, whatever you're cooking, with a fabulous flavor of wine and the
wonderful
oak chips.
Can you imagine mixing that and a little mesquite together?
Ooh, boy, I bet that'd be wonderful.
Oh, my.
Absolutely. The wood for all of these barrels, they're all hand-selected for their distinctive characteristics. They come from five different forests in central France, and the just chips are made out of these barrels so that they don't end up in the landfill because they can only use the barrels one time. Just chips are available for $14.50 for a two-pound bag, and you can find out more about them at justinwine.com or visit energizegreen.com. We've got a link there for you. Now, Gary, you were telling us all about the Red Caboose Winery, and I know you guys have a cool event coming up. What's happening there?
Well, we do. We have an annual event. If you want to come out and get your feet purple and put your footprints on the back of a T-shirt so you have bragging rights, you can come out and stomp grapes on October 3rd. This is an annual event that we have. It's our big event for the year, and we provide entertainment, food, and wine for the occasion, and it's a big event.
How many grapes? How much grapes? Poundage, quantity? How much are you going to be stomping that weekend?
Well, that weekend it's more of a ceremonial process, I guess, for people just to come out and get their feet wet and stomp grapes. So we'll put about 100-150 pounds of grapes in there.
And what is in there? Is it like a big tub or what?
Yeah, it's a picking bin that we normally pick in, and we'll use the darkest grapes we can find, which will probably be a Syrah at that time. They're real purple, and they leave a good footprint on the back of your T-shirt.
And I was going to just say, the Gordon Collier Band, I hear, is your entertainment this year.
Yes, it is. They're out of Waco, and he's a local newsman on the channel down there. He's got a really nice band. He's played here before, and he's been very popular.
Well, we're looking forward to that event. And there's some other neat things going on also for folks around the country. For anyone that is interested in renewable energy, we've got an amazing event coming up in Fredericksburg. It's the 10th Annual Renewable Energy Roundup and Green Living Fair. And Dan, what are they covering down there?
They are covering just about everything. You're talking about solar energy. You're talking about organics, just like we're discussing right now. We're talking about straw bale construction if you're interested in building your own home. We're talking about wind power. We're talking about anything related to sustainable living, rainwater capture. They have events for the children. They have workshops all day. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 25, 26, 27, and I'm going to be there.
And I'm going to be there, too. And it's only $20 for a three-day pass. Kids under 12 are free. And you can find out more by visiting our website, energizegreen.com. We've got a link there to it. Or you can go directly to theroundup.org. Last thing you can call is their phone number, 877-3-ROUNDUP. And then in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we've got something exciting. And also in September, the 13th, 14th, and 15th is the World Green Energy Symposium. And it's a really cool event all over Philadelphia, actually. Lots of folks are going to be getting involved there, and people are coming from all over the world. So if you're into green and you happen to be up in the Philly area, again, it's the World Green Energy Symposium, and that's their website, .us.
World Green Energy Symposium. A long word, but .us.
.us. And Dan, what about that healthy building thing?
The healthy building conference coming up in Syracuse, New York is also that same weekend. It starts the 13th, runs through the 17th, and you can find more information on their website. It's hb2009.org, HB like in healthy building, 2009.org.
And then the same weekend as the wine stomping down here in Texas is the Solar Home Tour. This is actually a nationwide event. You can find out more about it at ases.org, but it's folks all across the country.
Nationwide,
businesses and homes opening their doors to let people come in and see how they're doing solar power.
So for all of our listeners all over the country, go to the American Solar Energy Society website, look up where you are in the United States. They will list by state and by counties within the state and everything else, and then by cities, what homes are available that you can actually go and see and talk to the homeowners about the solar energy.
And most of it's free, which is really cool. And it's ases.org. And then the following weekend is the Solar Decathlon. And again, we've talked about this on the show. It's at Washington, D.C. at the National Mall, solardecathlon.org. Well, thank you to all of our guests who were on today's show, Michael Glassman and Gary McKibben. And we will be back next week with more Energize Green. Until then, I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
We'll see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.